from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. United Airlines announced that they are dropping airline passenger service to 11 small cities in the U.S. from its hubs in Houston, Denver, and Chicago. However, service by the airline to the city of Hobbs is not among them. Jennifer Grassam, president and CEO of the Economic Development Corporation of Lee County, explains why Hobbs was spared.
Continuing to grow in demand as we've brought on new flights.
Apparently, the service to those other cities,
it looks like there was not the demand for them to continue. They said that there was not sustainability.
There are currently 17 flights scheduled per week from the Lee County Regional Airport in Hobbs. J.R. Knoll, the superintendent of Artesia Public Schools, is ending his 31-year career in education at the end of the current school year in June. Knoll says it's just time to retire.
Through a lot of prayer and conversations with my family, made the decision that that's the right time to do that, and so announce that to the board, making that official, and just in fairness to them, to give them ample opportunity, as well as for our incoming board members to be able to plan together, move forward with interviews and whatever that process will look like, and when they make a determination to announce a replacement.
Knoll has spent 24 of his 31 years as an educator and administrator in Artesia, the last three as its superintendent. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will host a ribbon cutting at 11 a.m. Thursday for the new community-based outpatient clinic. That'll be at 1301 North Turner in Hobbs. The public is invited to attend. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.